For years, Nashville's McCrary sisters were the group to call for gospel-y backup vocals. They sang with the likes of Bob Dylan, Stevie Wonder, and Yolanda Adams. Tomorrow, they'll release a live album of their own. Julie Height of member station WPLN has this profile.
Ann McCrary and her three younger sisters know how to make a crowd of 500 feel like personally invited guests.
It's good to be here. Y'all having a good time? Well, you know, those young girls over there at the mic, those are our children.
But understanding where the warmth of their performances comes from requires actually being a guest in their family home.
Hi. JJ, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
The living room still contains the furniture their mother picked out decades ago, with its carved wood and velvety upholstery. It's lasted because she kept it covered in plastic, except when guests came over. Some of the most frequent were members of their father's a cappella gospel group, the Fairfield Four.
Don't you let nobody turn you around, don't you let nobody turn you around, don't you let nobody turn you around, just keep on.
The sisters heard their father, the Reverend Sam McCrary, lead countless rehearsals. Deborah McCrary says they were allowed to be in the room on one condition.
We sit and watch and be quiet, but we would take it all in. As soon as they get up and leave, we get up and do what they did.
Mimicking the adults shape the way they harmonize today.
Turn you around, you better keep on together.
Yeah.
When their dad invited other legendary gospel performers to sing at his missionary Baptist church, he'd also provide them a place to stay. The sisters got to know James Cleveland, Shirley Caesar, Dorothy Love Coates, and the Staples Singers because, says Regina McCrary,
during that time, they wasn't allowing black people to stay in hotels. So that's when most of the time they'd come to town and have to stay at somebody's house. So we had a lot of people here spending the night.
With eight kids in the family, Regina, Ann, Deborah, Alfreda, and their brothers, it was already a full house, and they all sang, at home, at church, and in various groups with each other. Regina was only 6 years old when she did her first studio work. As teenagers, some of the sisters sang behind Elvis, Ray Stevens, and Isaac Hayes, but marriages and children soon took them in different directions. Regina spent years singing with Bob Dylan. Ann and Alfreda did contemporary gospel studio work. Deborah became a nurse. Beginning in the 2000s, Ann, Regina, and Alfreda got more and more requests to lend their soulful blend to recordings by such Americana artists as Buddy Miller, Patty Griffin, and the Mavericks.
Try and carry on this way.
For the first time, the sisters were seen as a singing unit, and they decided to do their own shows and albums. They lured Deborah back to complete their lineup. Each of the sisters writes songs reflecting their musical taste, from smooth keyboard ballads to Prince-style R&B.
It's really wonderful living on the street, telling everybody what you feel and what you think. Point your fingers, telling people they living wrong, but people in glass houses shouldn't throw up.
Producer Tommy Sims recognizes that the McCrarys are introducing a sound that spans styles and eras to an audience that may only know them for their rootsy gigs.
People who have seen them with the Bob Dylans of the world and at the Americana festivals, now seeing the McCrarys and all this other stuff that they do, which is really what they do, It's just not necessarily what they do when they're guns for hire.
And Alfreda McCrary says what they do on their own relies on blending four distinct voices.
I'd say we're like a cake with the ingredients. Everything is important, like the flour, the egg, the water, the icing. So all of us, you know, everybody has a part. Everybody plays a part.
The McCrary sisters have spent a lifetime refining their shared recipe. For NPR News in Nashville, I'm Julie Hite.